Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Leading Chicago architect Lamar Johnson from the Lamar Johnson Collaborative joins us now. Good morning, Lamar. I understand we're talking about the Thompson Center now, and there is a competition being held by the Chicago Architecture Club for proposals for for the Thompson Center, and you think it should be saved, correct?
Absolutely.
What do you envision for it? And then I'll take issue with you. But go ahead. What do you think would be a good use of the Thompson Center and a good way to save it?
Well, as you know, it serves as a hub for transportation for the CTA, for the greater Chicago area. And the thing that it doesn't provide yet is a real effective rapid link, an express link to either one of the airports, which I think is critical for a large city like Chicago. So I really think that the emphasis ought to be placed on making it a world-class transportation center and linking it with an express route to both O'Hare and Midway.
Well, let me ask you a question. Does your proposal deal with the fact that, and here's why I think they ought to get rid of it, it doesn't fit in. It looks like a spaceship landed in the middle of these historic, iconic buildings in Chicago. So would you change the look, the outside of it?
Well, you know, every piece of architecture is sort of a marker of its own time, and it is true of the Thompson Center. But I also think that we need to focus on the sustainability and less on the aesthetic of the object. You know, the most sustainable building that we can build is the one that already exists. So I'm not in favor of tearing it down just because we might like a different style or we might want a different expression for the architecture.
You know, I think that there have been a lot of problems with it. I know inside, and those can be addressed easily. But again, if you look at that section of Chicago's great downtown, it's kind of like the problem a lot of us had with Soldier Field when they sort of mixed the iconic columns with this flying saucer. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely, and I understand the aesthetic issues, and I also understand that there's a great deal of kept up conditions. You know, there's a lot of maintenance that needs to be done on the building, but I don't think that means that it ought to be torn down. It's a little bit like saying that you've got a pretty serviceable 20 or 30 year old car, and you're gonna trade it in and get rid of it, even though It works perfectly fine, but you want something that looks a little bit different. When, you know, maybe all you want is a luggage rack on top of the car, you could add the luggage rack, or you could buy a whole new car. And I just think that economically and functionally and environmentally, it makes so much more sense to retain and hold on to it. So I'm also not clear that the property is going to be worth as much as Governor Pritzker hopes it will.
Right. And so when do you think something will happen, one way or the other? What's next for this Thompson Center?
Well, there's a bid, which I believe are due at the end of August. That may have been moved back a bit, but there were bids due on the property that were solicited from interested bidders and developers that are due to the state at the end of the month, as I said, and I believe the evaluation process begins then about whether the state is going to move forward with the sale of the property.
So do I still have time to send the Architecture Foundation a proposal to tear it down?
You certainly do, and likewise, you could enclose your check for $1.50 for what the property is worth.
All right. Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens going forward. But one way or the other, something is going to be different. Something's going to change. You think in the next couple of years?
Oh, I hope so. I think this is a great chance to really establish the Thompson Center as a world-class transportation center. Imagine if you could get on an express train, express CTA from Chicago, and go out to O'Hare or Midway in 20 minutes. That would have secure advantages for you that would enable you to check your baggage on, and you could seamlessly go out to the airport. But also, you could bring people down from the airports that had a couple of hour layover, and they could experience Chicago and understand that it's a wonderful and great city of the world.
Chicago architect Lamar Johnson, keep us posted. Thanks for giving us your views on this. And if you want to get with me and come to some sort of middle ground where you can do what you think would be great for the center, and then I can change the outside, let's have lunch.
You got it. I'm on for it.
Thanks, Lamar.